Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, as the Tigers are back in the postseason, and they will get a chance to host their first-round matchup in Class 1A on Friday as they host Comanche. Coach, your initial thoughts on your opponent coming up on Friday to begin the postseason?
Very, very similar style of team to us. So it's nice preparation wise that way. We're not preparing for something completely new we haven't seen all year. Offense is pretty darn close to what we do. A lot of one back, a lot of two back, a lot of the same plays, a lot of the same formations. So we just got to really do a good job of just taking care of business and doing our job on defense. Preparing to kind of play ourselves. So nothing out of the ordinary. I like their receivers. I like their quarterbacks. Nice tall kid, throws the ball well when he's in the pocket. Not a big runner. And then they got a running back that kind of reminds you of a little scat back that does a good job of just finding creases and goes and hits it pretty hard. So it'll be a challenge for us because we're playing a team that does a good job of run and pass, and they spread you out, make you tackle in space. Kind of like I said, a lot of the same things we do. And then defensive-wise, throw a lot of different stuff at you. They'll show some different fronts, bring a lot of blitz, show a lot of fake blitz. So just going to be a good challenge for us overall. We've seen a lot of different things this year, so I hope that's kind of prepared us for games like this. But definitely going to be a challenge. And kind of which team plays the best running the same stuff in a way, I feel like, too. And our kids kind of know that. So we've got to go show that we can run what we do the best and are better than they do.
Just what it means to you in the program, being back in the postseason and getting a chance to host your first-round game.
Definitely huge. It's not something we take for granted because there's a lot of years there we were fighting just to get in and didn't get in at different times like that. So definitely a huge another step for our program to be a two seed, have a home playoff game, something we hadn't gotten, had very much until the last year or two now. And very proud of the guys for just a great regular season. I think people kind of look ahead so much, they kind of forget that it was a great regular season, great job in our district, great job with our out of district games. So really proud of the guys. They've done everything we've asked them to do this year. Hasn't always been the smoothest ride, but we knew that coming in. That's a football season for you. And just kind of kept fighting through the ups and downs and a lot of hype, a lot of talk on social media, a lot of talk in their ears probably. They've done a really good job of kind of our motto of just not blinking and just taking care of the week at hand. And that's kind of what we're hoping we'll be able to do this week with this first round. But very, very proud of the direction of the program, proud of the group we have. They put a ton of work in to be at this point and couldn't be happier for them.
What you would say the keys to the game are for your team as you prep for the storm?
Definitely just playing our style of football. We've got to get back completely. I thought we saw some really good glimpses of that for Central Springs, but didn't think we played a four-quarter game. So definitely got to get back to four quarters of our style of football, playing hard, playing to the whistle, and then just really kind of out-physical in and out-hitting people. And I thought we did that really well in the second half for Central Springs. I hope that carries over to this game. And then I just think execute our game plan. Like I said, there's not a ton we haven't seen on either side of the ball. We just got to execute and play our style of football, play our stuff the best, and just come out there and out-hit them and out-physical them all night long. And I think that'll be the key.
What your message to the team is as you enter a win-or-go-home spot and not trying to look too far ahead, taking care of business on Friday night?
Yeah, I talked about that at our practice Monday. It's kind of nice the way the playoffs are set up where you don't have a clue who you're going to play the next round, so we really can just focus strictly on this game. Don't have to worry about looking ahead, looking where we're going next week, anything like that. Just take this week of practice, really have a great week of practice, and then just really focus in on just what Comanche does, what our job is. Playing our best football this time of year has got to be our main goal, and that's what I'm hoping they do.
Final thoughts, Coach, is Tiger football's back in the postseason. Gets a chance to play on your home field to begin that run coming up on Friday.
Huge thank you to our fan base and our community who have been awesome this year supporting us. Had another great crowd up at Central Springs. This was not a close drive for us. We've just had a great following, a great great kind of support system for our players, our whole team, our whole program this year. So really appreciate that. Looking forward to a long run, we hope, in the playoffs here, and give them something to really be excited about.
Well, Coach, congrats to you and the Tigers on your playoff bid, and best of luck as you begin that journey on Friday in the 1A postseason, taking on Comanche.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, for joining us here on Radio on the Go.